Merry Christmas. What is this, a Novus Ordo parish? You're not supposed to respond. Today we celebrate the eighth day of Christmas, the octave day of the Nativity of the Lord, which is also, in addition to a day of great honor to the Most Holy Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, perfect Virgin, co-redemptrix of mankind, mediatrix of all graces, which no one dared to take away from her. It is also the day which, according to the law of Moses, the child, the boy, was to be circumcised. And in a sense, it is the first time that our Lord Jesus Christ sheds blood for our salvation. He did not have to do this. He was pure and holy and blessed. That was destined, the circumcision, for those who were not holy and pure and blessed. It was their way of initiation into the people of God, the Hebrews, of which he was. And a lot of people seem to forget that in the many different ideologies, demonic ideologies, which we see in our days. Jesus Christ was born of the people of God, the Hebrews. He was a Jew, perfectly a Jew. But then he came to establish a new people, the people that we know as the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, outside of which there is no salvation. And now we never tire of proclaiming these dogmas of the faith, which are denied everywhere today. And thus, the Son of God is born to us, and he is given to us. And there is empire over his shoulders. He is God. He is the Son of God, as well now as the Son of Mary. And he comes to fulfill the law to perfection, because no one before him had fulfilled it, with the exception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And thus he fulfills the law that he gave to Moses and to the people of God to perfection, as no one has been able to do so. And this includes fulfilling these commandments, which we no longer have to do because he did away with them. In particular, this commandment, that on the eighth day, a man-child should be circumcised. And thus today we celebrate the feast of the circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he fulfills the law for you and me, so that we do not any longer have to fulfill that law. Now we have a new law, a law of charity, a law of the Holy Spirit. But yet today we remember these events, these real events, in which we celebrate the coming, the appearance of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then, of course, in a few days, on the 40th day, he shall be presented in the temple, which we celebrate here, as should be celebrated, though most people have forgotten it. It's just another memorial, like any other, not important of any kind. It is very, very important. He there, too, with Mary and Joseph, fulfills the commandments of God to Moses, teaching us that we ought to obey God, that we ought to obey his commandments. And thus, we will celebrate it on February the 2nd, as we do every year. And that day, St. Simeon the prophet sings the Nunc Dimittis that with the liturgy of the church sings every night at Compline. Nunc Dimittis Dominum Deum Tuum, because thou hast sent us the light. Jesus is the light of the world. And we see this all throughout the whole liturgical season. We shall see it again at Easter, when the Paschal candle is blessed, consecrated in very, very special ways. and becomes for us the light of the world, Jesus Christ our Lord. And in all these things, Mary was involved, because she is, without doubt, without hesitation, co-redemptrix and mediatrix. And so today we come to her to intercede for us, to intercede for us in this shrine that is dedicated to her under the title of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Those two hearts which beat together from the moment of the Incarnation and that she brings to us. Just as she brought salvation to St. John the Baptist in the house of St. Zachary and St. Elizabeth at Ayn Karim, so too she brings salvation to us. And so we rejoice. These are days of great feast, not because of ridiculous games, not because of ridiculous gifts, not because of ridiculous banquets. We celebrate because the real banquet has arrived. The bread of life, the Son of God, the Son of Mary, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.